Hello, guys, and welcome to the fourth episode of NFL Obsession. This is Gabriel James Quarter, your host, and we're really just want to start off by saying I'm really sorry that I did not get an episode out last week. It was mainly because of my internet. My internet went out for 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so that really put me back. It came on just before Sunday Night Football, so I still got to watch the Lions and the Broncos. That was really nice, but it went out, it tore me up in school, and I couldn't get an episode out to you guys. I thought some of you guys would think, oh, it's over, I'm done with it, but no, that was a problem with our internet, and we had it again last night. Last night's when I was going to put it on again, but we had another problem, and so the problem just kept on continuing. I wanted to post it out last night before the game, in which the Ravens beat the Steelers in overtime. Today is the 2nd of October, and so actually, I'm just looking at my internet thing right now, and it just went out again. So I don't know how consistent our internet is going to be right now, but if this episode's taken on Friday the 2nd, it might not get out. It might get out on Saturday. I'm not sure when it's going to get out. But anyways, the last couple weeks have been, in the NFL, it's been really, I mean, not what a lot of people could have predicted. My best teams right now, my three best teams are, the Patriots and the Falcons and the Packers. Those are my three. They look like the three most dominant teams to me. And so those are my three most dominant teams. Today we're not going to really be talking that much about football. We're going to do some top fives and some new additions that we're adding to the podcast, but we're not talking that much about football. By the way, guys, I don't know if you can hear by the my microphone might not be that great, but I don't know if you can hear in the background. It's pouring down rain and thundering down here in Haiti on Jelly Beach. Right now, I just want you guys to ask me, what do you guys want me to do? Like, I want you to send me to my email, which is beastmodecentral@outlook.com. I will be waiting for you guys' emails. Anybody who subscribes to the podcast, please just email me and tell me, because I don't know if you guys want me to do some challenges. I'll post videos on YouTube, challenges, or whatever you guys want me to do. Like last week, we did something different with Prediction Time with Elisha Quarter, who's our guest star, and he beat me. 8 of his predictions were right, only 6 of mine were right. So we were thinking, like, you know, we could have done a challenge if we had agreed to that before. We could have done a challenge, and then whoever lost had to do this. It depends on what you guys want to see. So this episode is going to be really short because my internet is out, and so I can't look at my sources to, you know, give you guys the news or anything, but I have written some stuff down. I make my own top fives and my own predictions, but, you know, I still look at the schedules, and, you know, that helps me determine stuff. Right now, we're going to be giving you the top five quarterbacks right now, and at number one, I have Tom Brady, and he's just playing fantastic right now. He scored his 400th career touchdown pass Sunday, I believe, against the Jaguars. He was just fantastic. He looks like a fantastic quarterback. And then I know some of you guys will be like, why didn't Rodgers get first? Well, he's my second quarterback. Rodgers, you're playing fantastic, but I think Brady's just playing a little bit better. Rodgers is playing at a really amazing level of football, and he's playing fantastic football. Maybe in his prime, he looks really good. Roethlisberger is number three. He got injured this week, so he might not be on our top five. This is just top five for this week, so guys that are injured won't be in it next week because they didn't perform. But yeah, Roethlisberger looked really good. He was throwing really good passes, connecting with Antonio Brown, and he just looked really good to me. So the fourth guy is Matt Ryan. He looks very explosive for only one reason to me, and that's Julio Jones. He's connecting with him on all aspects of the game, and he looks fantastic. Really approve of him. Number five, Philip Rivers. He looks good this year. He struggled versus Minnesota, but after that, I think he's looked all right. He got my number five because I think it's not always Philip that San Diego's losing games. I think he's doing well, and I think that's why he got number five for me. Now we're going to number five receivers. Top five receivers, just real quick. Number one, Julio Jones. He's been a beast. He's just been terrific for the Falcons, everything they could have dreamed. Number two, I give it to Odell Beckham. He's playing very good football for the Giants. Antonio Brown gets number three. He's playing fantastic for the Steelers. Number four, Calvin Johnson. He's not really performing that much, but he got a good yardage against the Broncos and got a touchdown against the Vikings. And Brandon Marshall is my number five receiver. He is really, to me, the only reason that the Jets offense is moving the ball and getting this good because they have him in there. Ryan Fitzpatrick doing a great job. Top five run backs, number one is going to Adrian Peterson. He looks like the Adrian Peterson we remember when he broke out that big run against San Diego to take it to the house. He looked great. looks like a good run back. They could give the Packers a run for the money for the division. Marshawn Lynch, he's still beast mode. He's still getting it done this year. Number three, Le'Veon Bell. He's been back for, I think this last night was his second game. He was great last night. He was good against the Rams, too. He looks great. Jamal Charles has been great all year. I think, actually, if I was to redo this list, I think I'd put Charles at 2 and Lynch at 4. So let's move that around. Charles at 2, Lynch at 4, because Charles is just so great. He's been really, really good this year. At number 5, I give to Matt Forte, because I think he's been playing good football. He didn't play well against the Seahawks, but after that, I've been seeing him. He's playing good football. Here's the new thing we're doing. Every week, we'll give an MVP. And since I haven't done this, we're going to do the MVP for the first 3 weeks of football, only given to you here at NFL Obsession Podcast. So the MVP for the first 3 weeks of NFL goes to Julio Jones. That's what we're going to give it to. He's been beast, and he's been playing great football, and he looks like just a different level of receiver from all the other receivers in the game right now. Then our second new edition of the podcast is Most Impressive Win of the Week, and it goes to Cardinals for dominating the 49ers 47-7. Guys, that's all the football information I can give you. Please, guys, remember, I want to know what you guys want. Anything you guys need, just email me, beastmodecentral@outlook.com. Sorry to give you such a short episode, but you guys, that's all we got for this episode. But don't forget to email me at beastmodecentral@outlook.com if you guys want me to do challenges or whatever you guys want me to do on YouTube, whatever it is. Remember, guys, remember that we need downloads just as much as we need subscribers. By the way, I didn't say this at the beginning of the episode. We've hit over 300 subscribers, so the subscriber thing is going really nice, but we average like about a download every 7 days. So the downloads aren't going, so a lot of people are subscribing but not downloading the podcast. Some are actually just listening to it on iTunes and not downloading it. It's not the same thing, and it doesn't really count for me. I need the downloads, and the subscribers are doing great. Remember, guys, if I hit 10,000, I'm going blind. That was my challenge. Right now, we're about 350 around there. So I want to say thank you to all the people that have subscribed to me via iTunes and on YouTube. Also, the website is down, so don't go to it yet. It's going to be up next week. It's beastmodecentral.wix.com/NFL Obsession. Sorry, beastmodecentral.wix.com/NFL Obsession. That's where you guys find it out. Okay, so thanks, everybody. Please like and subscribe. Peace.